views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're on every Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And I'm really excited to join with you all here live on Facebook with all the dragon cards so that everybody can see what I'm really talking about. Today, I decided to show one of my paintings here. This is actually an original. So, in Tales from the Vector, this painting is called Balance. And I thought this was a good one for today. Because you may have noticed the energy has been a little bit strange. Lots of weird things happening, people acting kind of weird and everything. Part of that is just, there's just a lot going on. And I was talking on the last show about lack of routine and how that affects us in the summer. And I thought today, I didn't really know. There's so much going on. I didn't really know what I was going to talk about. And so what I do when I'm not neutral to something and I'm just like, okay, what would be the best thing to talk about? That's when I pull out my book. This is the book this is The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. And what I do is I ask myself an energetic shift. And this is how we use the book in our seminars also. And if I do any live Shift Happens live talk events, quite often I'll just pull this book out and open it up to the page. And of course, the page that it went to, and I thought, oh, this is perfect, was internal forces. And so that's the book. I just opened it up and then I read what it had to say. And so when you read my book, as you're reading it, it energetically shifts the issues. And so you may think that sounds kind of weird and how is that possible? But I started noticing this when I first started doing seminars, and I had business cards and I had ads, and people would tell me that if they just saw that ad or whatever, they would feel better. People tell me as soon as they sign up for my seminar, I always ask them, hey, what do you want to work on this entire weekend? Because we do very interactive, and I'm not interested in just providing information, but energetically shifting. So right now, as I'm speaking, I am energetically shifting. And my book said that the number one weakness when I get in touch with the collective influence out there, I ask, that's the question I ask. And my book says it's internal forces. And so that's pretty accurate. So I'm just going to explain an internal force. We have what I call the authentic self triad. And so if you think about that as the body, soul, spirit, and wanting to be really solid in this triad needs to be very strong. So from external forces, and then there's internal forces. So there's a lot of dynamics on the external forces. How I explain it in my manual, maybe after the first break here, I'll find where it is in the manual. But internal forces, when you're the dynamics that come from inside, those are the what ifs. So external forces, what I talk about is the fact that, like anyone can handle a flake or two, but when it snows really hard, if you think about it as a roof on a house, those go weak for people. And so when those forces are weak, so we want to be flexible with this, and we also want to make sure it's super strong. So, you know, when there's a lot of external forces like there are now, and I've really been noticing for a lot of people that it's just everything's moving so fast, and the technology that we have is creating a situation where we have all this data, and we have a lot of misinformation out there. We've got misunderstandings out there. It's coming up misperception. So we want to be aware that when those external forces are coming at us, we want to have a strong boundary there. And you can tell basically a lot of the time if it's an external force or if it's an internal force. Internal forces are when you're laying awake at night and you're laying in bed and you're going, what if? What if? What if this happens? What if that happens? What if I can't pay my bills? What if I can't da 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 da? And it's like a hamster running on a wheel. And so people get, you know, it's hard to jump off that wheel these days because we always have this constant flow of information coming in. So we want to get strong to not so much the information, but being able to energetically tune in and ask the correct questions so that we can figure out where we're at. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody that, you know, if you find yourself laying awake in bed and you're like, what if this happens? What if that happens? Run some energy. First of all, put tension into your body. Because what happens is when people try to relax themselves out of their problem, what happens is the body here is relaxed. And actually most people, the tension in their body between the organs, the systems, there has to be this exact 50-50 tension and relaxation in the body. And because so many people have so much to deal with these days and like so much information, as I said, we want to make sure that we're able to like stand up to those forces, and we want to be able to be strong to all that internal stuff. So we put some tension into the body so that it's not, if the body's too relaxed, then that's when people get, the systems just don't work. So many things can happen in the body. So before you go to sleep, really tense your body and then think about running the energy. And you can think about this as a light or like a zipper running really fast up and down your body, up and down your core energy. And some people feel it, some people see it. There's no right or wrong way for you to recognize when your energy is strong or weak. We're all, it's something that you have to, you can't think about it. You ask the question, you think about what you want to, you know, test. And then what you do is you let go of that, and you have to go and feel. You have to feel with, you have to use your feeling. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, being able to run that tension up and down. You have to do it very quickly in a split seconds, because this is like the hard drive of your computer if you consider yourself to be like a binary computer. So energetically, you're either going to, when someone says something to you, you say something to someone else, you're planning a trip, all these different things that you can energetically test. And so you can get in touch with it, and it never, ever is what you think it is. And that's what's so funny about this energy work is that's why my book works, because it's imprinted with the same energy. Like and the more people that are using it, and the more people that are using my cards are telling me that, you know, they really get a good result from the book. Apparently we have my co-host here, Stella, decided to join in, and maybe she'll leave now. Right, Stella? we're just going to get this strong that when you're laying in bed there, you put the tension into the body, run the energy. And what I tell people is also think, like when you're laying in bed like that, it's really, really beneficial for you to come up in your, you know, go through your day, find things that you feel appreciation for what happened during your day. And so a lot of people use the word gratitude. I love, you know, gratitude is awesome. Appreciation means that not only are you grateful, but you understand the power of the gift that you've been given. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody. And we just want to be in a place where we recognize that right now there's a lot going on for a lot of people. I have clients from all around the world, and a lot of them are facing transition. And I almost was going to say that's what this call is about, is transition, because I'm also going through that still with my older cat, Pearl. She became very ill about a month ago, and we've been babying her, and she's doing really well, but we're aware that we're on borrowed time with her. So what I've noticed is, like, for me, like, just having the cat needing so much more attention, and having so many clients right now who've had someone pass or someone who's about to. And this energy is astrologically, it's kind of like Venus is like blocked out right now, and we can't feel the energy of luxury, love, like the finer things in life, all those excellent things that we want in our life. It's like that's very far away right now. And so some of you may have noticed that, well, I think pretty much everybody is noticing that it's not just on a personal level or an individual level, but it's on a collective, the collective influence of this energy is kind of like we're really, 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 really being asked to kind of operate like machines, like robots. Like we just gotta get her done. And so I just want to strengthen for everybody, like all of the speed of everything that's happening right now. And what's also coming up is collective influence worry. And so, and this is mostly, and I'm going to explain this when we come back, because we have to take a short break here in a minute, but I'm going to explain a little bit more about the subconscious, unconscious, and conscious mind, and why it is that we end up getting so triggered about these things as a collective whole all around the planet. And actually further out than that in the galaxy. So we're going to take a quick break. This is Colette Marie Stephan. I'm so happy to see all of you on Facebook. I can't see you, but you can see me. I love doing this. I'm starting to feel a little bit more comfortable doing the radio show and video at the same time. So thank you for watching. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show, Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live today on Facebook so that we can see some of these paintings. This one here is actually an original, not a reproduction, that is balance. And I have six dragonflies in my deck. And dragonflies are very intimately connected to dragons. And so if you've noticed, dragonflies can hover and fly around in any direction really quickly. And so I apologize. I forgot to tell you what the phone number is to call in, 1-800-930-2819. If you would like to get a 3-card reading today, I'm open to doing that. Or if you just want to ask questions or have some energy shifted, that's cool. I said I was going to look, this is my layer 2 manual. This one is called, layer 3. This is called And this is Courage. And so they're all named after a dance. And this one's called The Hustle. And so this is the picture inside. My manuals are coloring books. And the reason why, this is the picture here of the snowflakes and the authentic self triad and the what ifs. And so the reason why I use coloring book manuals is as I'm working with people at the seminars, they can, if they color in, it calms them down if they're triggered. And I found this when I first started doing seminars years ago. I used to bring crayons to take notes. So we don't really, the books are there because as you color in these things, it kind of, a lot of people actually, there's so many ways of learning. And a lot of people have, if they use color, it really empowers them in their energetic shifting. The reason for that is, like, for me, if I think of a body part and I color it in and then that pops into my brain, it's energetically, like, I don't really need to know what that is. I just need to have to be able to use that energy. And so what I also wanted to, before the break, what I was talking about is the reason why so many people get triggered, as a collective. And it's because for many reasons, of course, but the more, as I said, we have the internet now and it's so easy to stay in connection with people. There's constant technology and media and everything around us. People drive, it's very busy out there. And so a lot of the problems though, actually don't come from this time. Those problems come from our ancestors and our upbringing. So our subconscious mind is our upbringing until we're about the age of 7. And unfortunately, when we get triggered, when we get upset about something, we have a tendency to go straight for the subconscious mind. And you know, 95% of the time, that's what people use. And the problem with that is if you have been raised in a home, like say where your parents were arguing and fighting, or, you know, you had, you know, traumatic things happen, and there's always, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen to a young child. But if you, the thoughts that you have when you get upset tend to be those thoughts that are from your subconscious mind. And your parents, like, so if you say, like, oh, this happens quite a bit. I have a card that's, I call the mother load. And that, I'll find that one in a minute here. But that's the saying on that one is, magic mirror on the wall, I've become my mother after all. And so what happens is when we get triggered, we have a tendency to go into this subconscious mind, which you may have noticed sometimes that makes us act just a little bit childish. So, and what will happen is people will start arguing, and they'll be used, they'll get in an argument with their spouse, but they'll start doing arguing in the same style that their parents did. And the other part of that is your subconscious mind is made up by everything that goes on around you. And so a lot of people have weaknesses to when they first go to school. And what's coming up for a lot of people, just in general now, just the requirements to just be able to exist on this planet. When I say requirements, I mean driver's license, passports, health insurance, house insurance, the maintenance. We talk a lot about maintenance. There's a lot of getting your hair done, getting your nails done, all of going to the dentist, getting here, getting there, getting the kids to school, this energy that is so fast right now, and it's moving so quickly. And so that subconscious mind, if a child is in a home and it's really the internal dynamics in that home are very different from the internal dynamics at school, such as they love being at home, but they hate being at school, or things like that. And what happens is if there's a lot of discord, a lot of difference between those two things, it really weakens a person's energy. And so if we run energy up and down, we just clear it. And it's like pressing delete on the computer and just allowing it to go. And so the subconscious mind, an example also would be your religious experiences. What did I say? The schooling, cultural influences, the city you're in, the country you're in. So this is really important for people to recognize that energetically you might have a weakness because of one of your ancestors said something and it really doesn't belong to you. And so we just, and also these energies can also come in from our descendants, because if we have concerns about our children, that's my book is dedicated to mothers, because a mother's worry is the number one weakness for a child. And so when we worry, we weaken their energy and we weaken our energy. And then if the grandparents are worrying and, it's going that way, these energies come in. And what happens is we just drop, and it leaves us more vulnerable and more open to not making poor decisions. And so I see that we do have a caller. So Carter, I'm going to take this first caller here.
Okay, we have Simone from Alberta. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank Simone.
Hi.
It's funny.
Thank you. Good day to you.
Good day to you. It's beautiful here today. I'm going paddleboarding after this.
That sounds beautiful. Well, we can't do that here. We have we have to go to the Okanagan to do that.
Yeah. So what can I do for you today?
Well, I've had a series of stresses through the years because it's a very, very stressful job. And I'm recovering right now. I've had living arrangements that I haven't had my own apartment for a while. I've been renting from others, and I just rented an apartment for September the 1st.
And it's you're going to have your own place finally.
Yes.
Yeah.
wonderful.
Awesome. So that's really good. Now,
yes, it's fantastic, but it's a bit beyond my means, but I thought it was more important to get something that was going to nurture me and allow me to sleep at night and feel secure so that I can get myself into a better state of mind and have a better life.
That is the energy that's really coming up out there, is this thing about safety, feeling safe. And so I like to get a baseline from people, like just on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, I'm freaking out. And 0 being, I've got this one, I'm neutral. When you get in touch with the thought, what's coming up is that your life is getting better, but it's scary.
Yes, it's scary for sure.
Okay, so on that scale, where are you?
Well, honestly, I think I'm disconnected with my feelings. I think I'm at about a 7 or an 8, but I feel like I'm at about a 3 or a 4. But I didn't sleep last night. I was awake for most of the night.
Yeah, okay. This energy coming in is really, like I said, there's a lot of people connecting with me right now. A lot of people are having a lot of change happen. And so the thing about change is most of the time, we don't pay attention to it because we are afraid, because things go from bad to worse. And so I'm just, first of all, going to strengthen you to change in general, along with everybody else. And we are going to take just a quick intermission here. And if you can just hold on, are you able to stay online?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to energetically work with this, and I'm going to pick 3 cards for you on the break. And then when we come back, we'll check back in with you and see where you're at. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, live on Facebook with my dragons, yay, and some dragonflies. We'll be right. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. You can also connect with me at talesfromthevector.com. And I'm also on social media, The Truth is Funny with Colette. I also have Energetic Upgrade Canada. I have Be Irresistible, Buzz Buzz. I'm always promoting those bees. You can create your own nectar garden and or a nectar trail in your community. You can go to borderfreebees.com and check that out. I love to give a little shout out to those little pollinators that we have out there. And I just want to say that I will be giving two Shift Happens free talks. And they'll be the last two for this year on September 21st and September 29th here in Kelowna at the Kanata Inn, and that's from 7 to 9. Bring your friends. What I do is I energetically shift people so that they can get experience the relief that you get from using your intuition and really sort of get a feel for how to do the energy work. And so before the break, we had Simone call in, and I just want to check in with you, Simone. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling quite calm. I felt like it was going 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm really, really feeling calm.
Yay. So would you like to know which cards I picked for you?
Okay, yes.
This one here is it's purpose, okay? So for you to be able to have what you want, like the peace and the calm that you want, you've already made that choice. Because like, as you said, this may be a little bit above what I can't, like what I'm comfortable with. Having said that, not being able to sleep because you don't have your own space and you're around other people. And I'm just getting that you feel very drained. So
yeah,
like the word is drained, like your battery is draining. And I'm just going to explain why this is. This card, purpose, is, you know, like this is the one that first came up for you. And this card is about, you know, people will ask me, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? And your purpose is to be the best version of yourself. That's your purpose. And so, you know, a lot of people get upset because they're having what they refer to as a negative experience. Having said that, if you don't judge it and you just say, oh, this time that I was with all these people, you know, what did you learn from that?
Lots. I learned so many things. I don't know how to sum it up.
See, I'm getting that was an uncomfortable life experience. Having said that, that discomfort, I rarely see people really push to get ahead when they're comfortable. Have you noticed that? Living with a bunch of people that you like but you don't want to live with is very stressful on the body. And God help you if you don't like them. So we want to remind you here. So this card is kind of like about soul, your soul purpose. So I'm just going to remind you, you're not a human being with a soul. You are a soul that is traveling in a human body. And this is your vehicle to navigate all the beautiful things that happen on planet Earth. And you may have noticed that planet Earth has an exceptional amount of things that can happen. Have you noticed that shift happens quite a bit on Earth? So,
yes, and I know people resist it because they're not conscious of what's happening around them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I just did the show last Wednesday, and it was, what did I call it? I thought it was kind of cute. It was retrograde plus lack of routine equals procrastination. So, you know, we're just going to strengthen you to this, that there's times in life where it's more beneficial to be more still, where you're more social. And having said that, the choice that you made to make sure that you were in a strong physical environment, I was talking about that on that show. So you can get the archives to these shows on thetruthisfunny.com, on Transformation radio.fm and transformationradio.com. So we're just going to strengthen this for you, that because the other card that came up is your perception. Okay. And this card is actually perception. And this card was from ayahuasca ceremony. And as you can see here, on one side, it's very cold and logical and blah. On the other side, it's all beautiful. And in that time, in that vision, the Madre has a voice, and she was speaking to me. And the Madre is the spirit of this plant medicine. And she would say, she would show me something like really horrible. And she would say, do you like this? And then she'd show me something really beautiful in that. And I'd say, could you just show me? It was like being at the eye doctor, you know? And then she'd say, well, you said you wanted more of this. And I'd be like, oh, why didn't I say want that? And then the next time I'd say I want that, she'd say, nah, you want this. And so our perception can really, like, we can, you know, they say, have you heard the saying, looking out of rose-colored glasses?
Yes.
Well, a lot of people will tell people, think positive, but you can't turn a negative into a positive. So when people try and, like, they have something really bad happening in their life, and then they try to sort of justify it with positivity, it's actually... it's impossible, because positive and negative are duality. So we're just going to strengthen that for your perception regarding, have you noticed just in the last minute now that when you really think about it, your life is already better?
Yes, I know that.
And so why is it that you would want to hang on to, the sadness or the concern? Why is it keeping you up at night?
That's a big question. I think that I've been in stagnancy for so long that mm-hmm. now that things are breaking open, I'm just completely overwhelmed. So I after a few hours of not being able to sleep, I just opened a book and started writing and making plans and making lists to try to get some of this energy out.
Really beneficial, actually, because I find when I'm laying in bed and I can't sleep at night, usually it's kind of like, oh, I've got so much to do, I'm wasting my time here. So I get up and go do something. And then I feel better. And you can't do that when you're living with a bunch of people, because it would be inconsiderate at 2 a.m. So my hours, we're just going to strengthen you to the amount of sleep you get being the exact right amount for you at any given time. So a lot of people think you have to sleep 8 hours a day or more than that. And I have a tendency to sleep around 4 hours a day. Every once in a while, I'll sleep more, or I'll sleep a good 12 hours. But I don't require that much sleep. I've always been that way. And the more energy work I do, it seems the less sleep I need. And I don't, I listen to my body around that. And this is part of lifestyle I'm getting for you. So we're just going to strengthen everything that's happened to you in the last while and all your concerns around that, and just strengthen you to recognize that the change that is happening can also be good. Have you noticed?
I intend for it to be good. And I was reading last night as well and decided I will release all negativity so that my hands can hold all that is best for me to have.
Good. So this is really interesting, because before I'm going to show you the last card here that I picked for you, and then I'll show you the one. This here. You see? This is energetic.
I can't see you.
This is the core. This is the core. It's shining funny on it. This is the core strength. This is an energetic upgrade. This is doing that. So I, when people pick this card, or I pick this card for them, I know that they're ready to shift. So that's what's going on with you, is you are like, we're going to strengthen this for you, an affirmation. You're already shifting. It's already better. You're in, you've already made some decisions to make your life better. And I'm getting they were strong choices. So the other card I was going to tell you about is this one, surrender. And this is, surrender is when you just, what you're doing, you just let it go. and this is my psychic cleanse card. So I'm going to work on this a little bit. I have got another caller, and we have to take a short break here. So I'm what I'd like to do is just check in with you. What number are you at now?
I think I'm down to a 2.
Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to take this perception card and we're going to strengthen your perception. Thank you for calling in. It was such a pleasure to connect with you. This is Colette Marie Steph, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to be back in a few minutes, and we will take this caller who's been patiently waiting. You can call in 1-800-930-2819, and we will be back right after this short break.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yeah.
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen, the founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector. I'm here on The Truth is Funny Radio. And I just wanted to share a couple of other bits of information about what I'm doing. I have, I already mentioned my Shift Happens live talk events. I also, on September the 15th, will be another holistic fair. So we'll be out there doing three card readings. I also have the Layer 3 class and the Layer 4 coming up on the 21st, September 21st and September 29th. So I'm really looking forward to having a few more Dragon Sayers. For those seminars, you have to be, you have to already have the previous layers. I'm also doing another Baby Steps, which is my program. It's just 3.5 hours. That's on Saturday, October 19th. And that is where I show people exactly what I'm doing as quick as I can. It's basically what we take in the morning of the Layer 1 seminar, so that by lunchtime on day one, everybody's able to start energetically shifting and working with each other. So I want to get to this caller. And Carter, who do we have?
We have Deneen from British Columbia. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Deneen.
Hi, Colette. Good. How are you doing?
Very, very well. I'm a little bit sad. I'm a little bit sad and a little bit tired because my Pearl is, you know, making her transition slowly. But yeah. But like I energetically shift her. She's eating. She's, you know, going outside. She's just really frail. So, you know, it's been a little bit challenging for me, to be honest. But I also know that, because I've had her for 13 years since she was a baby, but I know what a good life this cat has had. And I also know that if I energetically shift her right now, she can come back to me in whatever form and I'll know it's her.
So yes, no big dog. Exactly.
Yeah, no big dogs. So what can I do for you?
Well, speaking about transitions, you know, like last year was very challenging where I lost my best friend and my partner got cancer, and she actually, my best friend died of cancer. So the two of them, and I took care of them quite a bit through the process.
Oh, that's
so
it.
Now I'm in a place where it's time to get on with my life, right? And to move through the letting go.
So
which I've been doing okay with.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to just get in connection with you here with the number, the baseline. So 10 being like, this is, I'm freaking out, and 0 being, okay, I'm neutral. Where are you?
With letting go of all that.
Well, just
occurred.
With your life right now, with your life right now. Oh, I'm just getting in
where
general.
Where I am in my transition. Uh-huh. I'd say I'm about an 8.
Yeah, because that's what, or even a 10 at times. It's wavering between 8 and 10. So we're just going to get you strong, first and foremost, that you're connected to source. It's very challenging to be looking after people who are that ill and then have them pass. And what happens is, like I told you, just with my little kitty cat, like she's a cat. And, you know, I'm probably, because she wants more attention. And she needs more care, making sure she's eating and all that. It's a lot of work. And the thing is that people, there's the other one. People are when you look after people for a long time like that, and it becomes your life. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Like, do you feel so kind of lost and alone?
Yes. I miss her quite a bit. Steve's good. He's healthy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he's,
good.
Doing great.
Uh-huh.
I miss my best friend.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, your partner feels really strong now. We worked on this when? Like, how? When was that?
You worked on him last June.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the outcome was better because he went and went for better care, didn't he?
Yes, exactly. He went for the MRI. He did exactly what you shifted him to do. And as a result, he's been great.
Good, because it feels strong.
Yeah.
Okay. So I understand, like, so your friend, what I do is a relationship circle, and what I was talking about with my dog is this very thing. Okay. So we're just going to like you can tune in and really energetically make a relationship circle with your friend. And do you mind telling us what her name is?
Sylvia.
Okay. So we're just going to, what I do is, okay, I just get in touch with the energy and I'm just energetically shifting this. When you think about her, you go weak because she's not here anymore, but she is here because she's hanging around you right now. I can feel it. Can you feel some energy running through your body right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when people come in psychically like that, quite often I'll feel a cool breeze and that I can feel it. So we're just going to strengthen you to her that, you know, if you think about it, did you guys live together?
No, we just worked together quite a bit. We painted furniture together and we did different things like that. We spent a lot of time together.
I'm getting you are like best sisters.
Yes.
Like it's more, and this is coming from a, what people would refer to as a past life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen. You've been sisters. She's your sister.
I thought so. I would say that to her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's coming up. So we're just... get you strong. So when I tested energetically you to her, you're strong now. You recognize, it's like my cat right now. What benefit is it going to be if I sit and cry around her? You know what I mean? And once they move on, they don't want to see you cry. They want you to move on. I'm getting, she's saying, go and do some more furniture.
Well, yeah, because that's been coming up. A lady came to my house and asked me if I would... because she bought a piece off of me and asked me if I would go and dress movie sites with her. And that
lovely.
So,
do you recognize that you're already in the process of moving forward?
Yes.
So we're just going to get you strong to any fears, any issues around that. Around death itself. Death is transition. Death and birth are equal, you know, in that way. Birth is more fun once the baby's arrived. And death is still like that. And you're a mom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to get you strong to that, recognizing that this other woman that came into your life, that she just popped in out of the blue?
Yeah, she just popped out of the blue.
Well, she was a gift. She was a gift that was sent to you directly by Sylvia.
Wow, yes, I felt that.
You feel that right now? What number are you at? Because we're about 2 minutes away from ending this show, and I just want to tune in here and see where you're at.
I'm about a four.
Okay, so this card came up, and this is the anger, the karmic space of anger. On some level, when people pass, a lot of times there's some anger around that. Like, but the people feel anger, but it's because of unresolved grief. So that one, I also chose this card. And you can see these later on Facebook if you can't see them now because you're on the radio.
Okay.
This card is about, you know, about deception. And so in this case, the deception is that when someone's passed on, their energy is still with you. And so this card here is Libra. This is about balance. So I'm just strengthening you to that because, hey, I love it, Denise. Look at this. We're coming all the way to the end of the radio show, and the dragonfly and the card match, balance. That's what we're going for. What number are you at now? Because we're going to have to get off the show here in a minute.
A two.
Two, good. So this is the card, perception. We're going to strengthen your perception. So this card came up a couple times here. We're going to strengthen your perception, and we're also going to do a psychic cleanse. This is surrender. All right. Thank you for calling in, Denise.
Thank you, Colette.
And you know, say hi to your husband. I'm glad that he's doing so well. That's awesome.
I sure will. I'm sending a little hug to Pearl.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. We're at the end of the show here. I want to thank Carter for producing. I want to thank all the people who are listening, for you for calling in. And thank you, Dr. Pat and her wonderful team, for giving us all the opportunity to do this. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.